Fans, great to have you back with us. Scott Busch joins us, and Scott is a very important person in the baseball world. He is the CEO of Sabre. That is correct, the Society of American Baseball Research. As you know, I'm a member of the chapter down here in the Phoenix area. Barry Bloom is our president, and Scott is the CEO of the big deal of Sabre. And, Scott, I'm thrilled to have you on the show. How are you doing?
Hey, Marty. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm doing pretty well. What about you?
Well, pretty good, and I think we're going to have baseball at some point, and I thought maybe we'd all be down here in Arizona, but I got a feeling it's going to be spread out a little bit. But until we get there, Sabre is doing some very important things on the website, online, that you've been doing for years. And we get the Sabre newsletter all the time. But now, when we're quarantined, we're in sheltered, and we're just thirsting for that baseball information, people are turning to Sabre. You've got some amazing things, and that's one of the reasons I wanted you on today, to share with the public what is on that website and the things that we can enjoy while we're waiting for the games to come back. So give us a little bit of what's going on at Sabre.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, Marty. And you know, like you said, it's not necessarily a massive change on our end, but there's no doubt that folks have more time on their hands at home than they ever have before. And we're trying to do our part to help cure the boredom a little bit. And so, you know, anytime you visit sabre.org, you've got a lot of different research that you could read about and do some of your own digging. You know, one of my favorite things to do every Sunday is actually go into our bio project and read some of the newest bios that our members have researched and posted to the website. But, you know, now what we have taken is a lot of our in-person events, which happen either as a research committee or at the chapter level. And we're making them virtual for obvious reasons. And the great thing about being able to do that is you can sit at home and you can join a great baseball conversation yourself and really participate in it. So we launched this program called Stay Home with Sabre. And conceptually, it's just, hey, you're hungry for baseball because there is no baseball. We're sort of in this baseball desert at the moment. And so if you want to talk baseball or listen to other folks talk baseball, we've got a home for that. So, you know, right now, actually, if you go to Sabre's website and you check out the Stay Home with Sabre page, you can check out our current calendar. And just this weekend, we've got five different virtual events happening, three more happening on Monday. And so there's always something going on, including the, you know, our podcast is called Sabrecast with Rob Nyer. He's the host. He does a phenomenal job. And we've made that live with his guests, and we do that every Monday night now. So we've been joined recently by Len Casper of the Cubs. We've got Fred Clair, formerly of the Dodgers, coming up on Monday. So a lot of different programming to check out and really, I think there's something for every type of baseball fan at Sabre.org.
Boy, it's terrific. Scott Busch is with us, CEO of Sabre. Sabre.org is the way to do it. It's easy to become a member. It's cheap enough, believe me. And it's money well spent. And, you know, it's funny to hear you talking about the bios because, you know, I have so many different authors on and things come up. We talk about baseball history and all of a sudden I'll see the name of somebody. And I'll say, boy, I got to learn a little bit more about him, and I'll go to Sabre. And it is mind-boggling how many bios you have. And I'm not talking about Wikipedia where, you know, you have, you know, maybe 500 words. We're talking 5,000 words on somebody. Yep. And that's a tremendous part. I didn't realize all these other things were going on right now. I'm going to have to get up to date on a lot of this stuff. But what a great thing to do. Now, a couple of things are going on with Sabre. One, you're not going to have your convention this summer, which I know is a big disappointment to you.
Yeah, a massive disappointment for obvious reasons, and probably even more so this year because it was to be our 50th convention. So we were set to be in Baltimore this July. We've postponed it by a full year, so we'll be back in Baltimore next July, the weekend between the All-Star game and Hall of Fame induction. And convention is just a wonderful experience because each one of our research committees gets together. We hold a ton of different entertaining panels and research presentations. It's just a blast. But everyone is making adjustments in the interest of their fellow humans at the moment. Yes. And we're part of that list.
Well, you're doing a great job with everything and filling the void of not having baseball with all the things we've talked about. The other thing that I think is very important for people to know are the e-books that are available through Sabre. And again, it's so easy to become a member. You guys can use the money not having the convention. It's a hit for you guys. And Sabre should be supported. And everyone should, within listening range of this show tonight, should get on that internet and become a member of Sabre. And it's very easy to do it. But what about ebooks? I love the ebooks.
Yeah. So, we publish roughly one book a month each year. And our most recent book is about the 1995 Braves, obviously the 25th anniversary of that team. And it was the first professional team in any sport to win a championship in Atlanta. So it's a very, very important moment in Atlanta history. That team obviously was very special and will always be remembered by Braves fans because they had been in the playoffs for so many years and hadn't been able to get over the hump. And so, and you've got all of those Hall of Famers, Glavine, Chipper, Greg Maddux, John Smoltz, Bobby Cox, and John Schuerholz, actually, in the Hall of Fame, part of that team. And that's one example of the type of books, but we go much older. We just also had a book come out about the Federal League in 1914 and 1915. So again, Sabre's a wonderful organization. You've done a great job highlighting that, Marty, and it really is something. There's really something for every baseball fan at Sabre. And I forgot to mention, actually, you've been talking about membership. Once we got into pretty much a nationwide quarantine, we announced as part of this Stay Home with Sabre initiative that we're actually turning around and donating half of all new membership dues until June 1st to an organization called Heart to Heart International, which provides PPE for medical personnel on sort of the front lines of fighting the coronavirus outbreak.
Boy, terrific. Scott, honestly, you're a very important guest for the show, and what you do is it's just not for me down here in Arizona or for the people up in the Bay Area. And Marlene, of course, we know her from Sabre up there, does such a good job.
Yep.
But it's just so important for the whole country and filling that void. And I really commend you, honestly, for doing a great job with it. And as I said, everyone should be a member of Sabre, especially around this time. So you're welcome anytime. Anything new is coming up and you'd like to get it on the air, please let me know. And I use it for research, of course, the paper of record, the Sporting News, and I go back and read issues of the Sporting News for my historical information. So everything is there for a baseball fan. So I appreciate it, Scott. Just take care of yourself, and we'll see you at the ballpark very soon.
All right. Well, the pleasure is all mine. Thanks so much, Marty.
All right. That is Scott Bush. He is the CEO of Sabre, S-A-B-R. .org, SABR.org. As we've talked about it before, Barry Bloom, of course, the president of our chapter down here. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680 1045, the sports leader.